So the big question is this: how are everyday, spiritually minded women like us who don't love the spotlight, who are willing to risk everything to create lives that we love, how do we market ourselves in a way that feels good while still becoming profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Mona Lisa Andavia, and welcome to the Love, Light, and Business Podcast. Hey, lovely, it's Mona Lisa Andavia, and this episode of the Love, Light, and Business Podcast is going to be a little different. Specifically, this podcast I wrote for my lovely community, especially those of you who may have been wondering what I've been up to for the past few years, as I've been on a bit of a hiatus from business as usual, as well as social media. But before I dive into that, I want to address the question, why does it matter? And I get this concern a lot from clients who don't feel that it's useful to share their stories, or perhaps that it feels like it's self-indulgent. You know, I get where that sentiment may come from. I've totally felt that way too, especially in the beginning when I was like, well, who would want to hear my story? But I, you know, after being in business for so long and kind of even taking a back seat over the past couple of years, I truly believe more than ever that sharing our stories can be so helpful for those in our communities who may be on similar journeys or who may just want to know what you've been up to, right? It brings this whole online thing, it makes it more human. And if you've been following me for a while, you know that I show up exactly how I am in life, right? And I believe that the more transparent and the more human we are, the more we give others permission to show up exactly how they are, and they don't have to wait until they're this perfect human, or they got everything together, or they don't say in every, you know, after every sentence. Like, they don't have to be this idea of someone that they're not in order to just begin. And so, all right, enough with that pre-frame. I am so excited to drop the curtain a bit and share my story over the past few years and where that's led me to today. So where do I even begin? I was like, how do I start this story? I do think it makes the most sense for me to start this journey and sharing with you in the place where I was when I decided with my husband that we were going to move to Maui, because that's where so much change happened, both externally and internally. So so many of you had known this about me. I've always wanted to move to Hawaii, right? Like, my husband was never really fully into the idea of moving to an island, but there was a time, it was right around COVID, maybe middle-ish of COVID, where we took this 2-month trip to Hawaii and my husband visited Maui for the first time. He saw the whales, which are my spirit animal, and I'll get around, it's going to come full circle with that later, but just know that the whales are my spirit animal, and, you know, he saw them and said, let's do it, let's move, this feels right. And we were in a position where we could 100% make that happen. I had set up my business to be able to work from home before that was even a thing, and we're like, why not, right? And so we did it. We shipped our car, our stuff, and moved into this beautiful home that had ocean views on both sides facing the West Maui Mountains. It was incredible what we saw every single day from our own house. And I believed that I would do business as usual after we moved to Maui. And the only thing that would really change was that I'd have more access to content, specifically unlimited tropical photos and videos and all that, because that was so on brand for me. I would have content for days. I'd never have to worry about that. And I thought I'd be filled up with inspiration every single day, because how could I not? Maui and Hawaii had given me so much life. Going on these trips, visiting, so much inspiration every time I came back home from being in Maui, being on Maui, being in Hawaii. All right. So was I completely wrong? It's so wild looking back and being able to look back right now. So moving to Maui actually did the complete opposite for my business. It slowly dropped me into a much needed, even though I didn't know this at the time, winter season of my business after being in business for over 10 years. I had no idea what was happening at first, but it was like every time I sat down to do something business related, I wasn't finding any excitement, creativity, or inspiration. I wasn't feeling like, oh, this is what I want to work on next, right? And that's usually what led me through the first 10 years of my business. I felt zapped of any desire to do much of anything in my business. I remember this moment when a friend visited me and we were in this beautiful resort adult pool overlooking the ocean. The water was warm, the sun was coming down. And I was trying to explain to her that I love my tribe and I wanted to continue to show up and be of service to them. She was talking to me about her why and we were both sharing our whys. And I was like, girl, my why is my people. Like, I absolutely love my community. And I just think that I've been able to build something beautiful with them and I want to continue to show up. But nothing, there's no desire as far as business and what I want to create as far as structure or coaching or programs. Like, there's no desire coming forward. Like, I'm not sensing anything. And at this time I was like, maybe right now I'm complete, right? Like, I felt done. It felt like I remember bringing this up to my own coach in my office, you know, this office that I'd never used that overlooked the ocean, gorgeous setup. And she told me, maybe it's time you just enjoy yourself, right? Give yourself permission to not have to work for a bit. Just enjoy Maui. And I was like, can I do that? Can I just like not work? This concept was so foreign to me. I had always been somebody who, especially like with my own business, I had enjoyed showing up to it. Things excited me. And even before that, I was always striving and, you know, even in high school and in college and afterwards, I was always like ambitious and wanting to like get things done and all that. And I was just like, what do you mean stop, right? This concept was so foreign and so strange and so different, but it was like, I couldn't deny that that's what I was being called to do, to just pause. I was hearing it from so many different areas. And so I began to slowly withdraw from actively being on social media. And I remember, I can't even recall, like, this is how blurry that time of my life was. I'm like, I did a small launch while I lived on Maui. I think I did a Black Friday launch while I was there. I wrapped up my live group coaching calls. And at this point, in the little activity that I was doing and the passive income I was making, I didn't have to worry financially, right? And so I was just like, okay, I'm going to let everything active go. I'm just going to let it go. So, girl, after being an entrepreneur for over 10 years, after coaching and feeling confident in who I was and my message and all of it, I felt very lost. Like, okay, I can give you an example that may make sense to you. Like, have you ever thought like, oh, I feel like such a fraud for being a coach or being an entrepreneur, right? I hear that often from clients. I remember feeling that way when I started out. Like, oh my God, I'm a fraud. They're going to find out, right? So I walked around after having like dropped business activities. I walked around feeling like a reverse fraud. And I'm whispering because it felt very out of body. I remember exactly how I felt. Like, I felt like I was a pretend not coach and not entrepreneur. I was like, okay, I'm not wearing these hats anymore. Like, it was weird. I can't even explain how strange it was. Like, who was I if not an entrepreneur? Who was I if not a coach? And I had identified with being these things for so long. And I was like, well, I have to be something more, right? I'm not just those things. You know, even though I talk a lot about rhythms and living aligned with the cycles, and I was doing it at that time, but I still felt like, you know, you have different hats that you wear. Entrepreneur was always a hat that I felt so comfortable in. Coach was a hat that I felt so comfortable in. And I was like, these things are seemingly dropping away right now. And the truth is, I started my business when I was in my early 20s, and in my early 30s, my desires were changing because I was changing and I was evolving. And as much as I resisted, I felt deep down that I knew I was evolving and it was 100% natural and normal and okay. And a voice kept telling me, you're going to be okay. right? You're gonna be okay. This is exactly where you need to be right now. It's exactly where you need to be. So I spent a lot of time during this pause at the beach, exploring the island with my husband, looking for shells. I spent countless days, weeks, like my whole routine was check the tide. I checked the tide every day. I was like, what's the tide, right? Because the weather is always going to be the same, beautiful, 80, whatever. It's how's the tide so I can look for shells at the right time. And I even picked up a shift for a few hours a week at a friend's cafe just to be doing something else, right? And it was such a different reality and experience for me. It was these precious moments early in the morning. The sun was just coming up. You know, there's the sound of chickens all around. I'm serving coffee in this alternate reality in this tiny cafe on Maui where no one knew me as an entrepreneur. No one knew anything about online marketing, whatever. Like that didn't exist. And I was just making such a powerful, close friendships. And everything felt so amazing and so good. And honestly, I didn't even know that I could, like, I was so comfortable in such a different way than I had been used to at the time. I was making friendships that I didn't even know I could make as an adult that easily, at least not outside of, you know, the personal development group coaching space. And I was beginning to wonder, like, could I just live in this quiet corner of the universe forever? Could I just serve coffee, hang out with my friends, pick shells, and forget about that whole online coaching and business thing? Like, I would be lying if I didn't say that I seriously considered it. I was like, I'm good here, right? And then slowly, maybe about a year in, things began to shift again for me. I loved the life that I had created with my husband on Maui, the community we had tapped into, our routine, but I felt like there was more. I was starting to feel like I felt stuck and stagnant. And I questioned myself. I was like, am I just always needing to change it up? Like, where is this coming from? Right? Like, should I just put that away, put that thought away? But this thought that there was more, this feeling of like, I'm not ready to land here right now. It was niggling at me. It wouldn't leave me alone. And I felt like I was in this forever haze of summer. Like it was lazy. It was a lazy vibe of summer forever. And as much as I wanted to be like, I had this fantasy of myself as a simple girl who just loved the beach and, you know, loved the flowers and didn't need anything else. It didn't feel right in my soul at this point in my life to stay in this forever summer. And, you know, when fall came around, I remember crying because even though I felt fall coming, like, you know, on Maui, the sun doesn't change that much from winter to summer. Like it doesn't get heck of bright later in the day in summer. And then, you know what I'm talking about. So there's a very subtle change in the sun though. Like I was tapping into it and I felt fall coming on, but the weather, the heat stayed the same. The lifestyle stayed the same. Nothing changed. And I remember feeling the sense of loneliness, this sense of not rightness in my soul at that. And I remember seeing a sign at my neighborhood Starbucks and it was like sweater weather and it bummed me out. I was like, what? This doesn't feel right. And I found myself, I would go to the beach and a lot of the beaches that I went to, I would, you know, there's a lot of tourists at all the beaches on Maui. And I found myself being so jealous of the guests and I would make up stories about them. I'd be like, oh my gosh, they're, you know, like they don't really have a tan. They're probably from somewhere with the snow because it's in the middle of winter and they get to go back to the real season, to real life. And I have to stay here in this forever summer. Like I was making up so many stories and I would truly feel jealous at the people who got to come experience Maui, experience summer, and then leave to go back to what I felt like was like real life. And, you know, looking back now, I see that Maui represented this lazy energy of summer, the energy of taking a break, going on vacation, letting go of trying. It was like a forever pattern interrupt, right? Like, you know, when you were in school and you had 2 weeks off for summer or 2 months off for summer. It felt like a forever 2 months off for summer. I felt like I was on a 2-year vacation now looking back. You know those movies where the main character lives the same day over and over again? And maybe it's something like Christmas, right? I swear this is a movie. And, you know, at first you're like, oh my God, every day is Christmas. This is great. But like after a few Christmases, the main character is over it. They're like, okay, this isn't fun anymore. Like, I'm not about Christmas forever. This is exactly how I was starting to feel about summer and tropical weather and all that. And during this time, it's not like we never left Maui. Like, we traveled frequently to California. We were always going to Disneyland still. My sister was getting married, so there was a lot of back and forth when we were out there. The holidays, like, we always had a reason to go back. We also visited Oahu. And it seemed like we were always unpacking and packing and unpacking. And I just felt like even though I was on Maui, I just was never grounded there. And I was like, this is strange because I am starting to get really exhausted. But, you know, the younger 20-something-year-old version of me who started my business, like, I was living out her dream. I was doing a ton of travel, being in resorts a lot of the time. I was living in Hawaii. I was working from home. I had passive income. Like, my 20-something-year-old self was like, you are living the dream, girl. But like me, 30-something-year-old self was like, this is like exhausting. And I didn't want it anymore. But the thing is, I didn't know what I wanted. And I wanted to be mindful not to leap off of Maui and not know what I wanted. And this realization came to me. Well, I was here now back in California, so not living in California, but I was visiting California and I was at one of my favorite cafes, which is Phil's. And I started crying in line looking at the pastries. So, and my husband's like, oh no, here we go. Because I had realized that I had outgrown so many of my dreams, and in attaining them, I had evolved, I had changed, and I just wanted to be able to go to Phil's. Like, it was that simple. I wanted to be able to have a lot of the amenities and the lifestyle that I missed in California. I missed the seasons, and some of y'all listening in from places that experience deeper seasons than California, you're probably like, what are you talking about? It doesn't even snow there. But I'm telling you, the seasons in California were so much stronger than the seasons on Maui. And so at this point, it felt like the death of a dream. And that might sound dramatic, but that's literally how I felt. And so, it was great because my husband was also missing our life in California. And we had this huge pivotal moment and we realized we both wanted to come back. So when we moved back, I knew that I would just need time to just grieve before I could even begin to ponder what might come next. I was like, I just need time to grieve this death of a dream. And so we, through a series of like completely crazy, universally led events, we found a home in California that had everything that I had been craving and wanting for this moment in my life. And when we signed the contract for our new place, the woman signing with us was wearing a whale necklace. Like, I can't make this up. And whales have been my spirit animal for so long, and it just felt so full circle and so right. And it's funny. So fast forwarding now from September, we moved in September 2023. To the time I'm recording this, April 2024, I have been in this hibernation and recovery and just absolutely loving and appreciating everything about living where I live now in Northern California in a way that I had never realized before. It's like you have to leave home and everything stays the same, but then you change. I've just been like, oh my God, Trader Joe's. Oh my God, access to boba. Like, the food in the Bay is so good. Like, it's funny because my family is from here and I see that they don't even, I'm like, y'all don't even know what you have here. It is amazing. And they're like, yeah, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? But coming at this and appreciating it here in such a new light, I've barely been leaving my house and I've been loving every single minute of it. I have, from September to April, I've been opting out of anything that involves me being on a plane. I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not packing. And the longest trip that I've taken was to visit my mom for a couple of days. She lives a couple hours away. I visited her for a total of two nights, and that felt extremely long, which is wild to think about. But even that, I had to like hype myself up. I'm like, all right, you're going to be away from home for 2 days. You're going to be okay. And it's funny because like I wrote an email to y'all in January, and it was from deep inside this place of hibernation. And I felt called to share this joy of living deliberately with the seasons. And at that point, it was winter. So that was my first like, okay, I'm from this winter. I want to reach out, but I'm still in a winter and I know it. And then in February, I started my first 200-hour yoga teacher training with a teacher that I've followed for so many years. And I even took some of her classes on Maui via Zoom. And I was just like, I'm here. Like, I'm here with the intention of opening up to what might come next, any new desires. Like, I didn't know if it was even going to lead back to my business, to be honest. I was like, you know, my husband was like, well, are you going to like not do your business anymore? And I'm like, I don't think that's an option, but I like, it's not off the table to not, but I don't think that's it. But I just don't know what the next step is. And to be honest, I was completely happy feeling like I would never emerge from winter after being in summer for so long. I was like, set me up with the fireplace, staying indoors, being cozy 24/7. I made so many blankets with crochet and I just bought a bunch of blankets. And I was just so excited about being able to be snuggly and warm again, because it's something different when it's constantly 85 to 90 degrees in your house, because Hawaii doesn't have AC, but that's a totally different topic. But okay, bringing me back. So the thing about the seasons though, you know, I was thinking I'd never want to come out of winter. They change, right? They change. Which brings me to last month, March, when I felt my energy begin to shift and begin to awaken. And my cup was starting to feel full again after what felt like a major drain and even an emptying out on Maui. Looking back, I feel like my cup was just emptied on Maui and I didn't realize that that was happening. And I started to feel, oh my gosh, I'm getting full again. I'm feeling full again. I'm feeling like, huh, I'm a plant that's been watered again. And I wanted to come back to begin to just share and open up what is revealing itself to me today and the messages now that I want to share. And as I've been sifting and sorting and getting all my thoughts together, I really felt like a bear just shaking off a ton of snow. I realized like the main theme over the past couple of years, the way that I was able to stay present to my experience over the past few years is because I was aware that I was in a winter season in my business. This awareness gave me the permission to go through what I needed to go through at that time. If I didn't realize I was in a winter in my business, I would have felt, one, terrified, and I would have felt so much fear of what might have happened if I would have taken such a huge break, right? And by break, I mean, it was such a big break that I questioned if I would ever return. I would have felt guilty. I might have forced myself to do things that I didn't want to do for the sake of being productive, for the sake of doing things just because I've always done them that way. And, you know, showing up just because I didn't want to look like I completely fell off the planet. But the thing is, if I would have listened and taken action from that place of fear and from that place of being in winter where, you know, nature's like, pause, you got to pause, I wouldn't have grown as much as I have. And of course, there were times where I had doubts. While I was away, AI has risen to the surface. I feel like TikTok has exploded. Now TikTok has like ads and you can buy stuff on there. It's wild. And I had moments of, you know, because I'm not observing online marketing. I'm still seeing what's going on. I'm still keeping a somewhat of a pulse on marketing. I've been always kept a pulse on it and the worlds of marketing. And I was like, I had moments where I was like, girl, what are you doing? And I thought, oh my God, everyone is going to forget about me. Why would anyone still care about what you have to say? You've taken so long off. Like, even though you talk about taking time off, I think a couple of years is too long. Like, I was like, maybe that's pushing it, right? But again, I knew that ignoring or resisting the winter of my business would be detrimental. So I allowed my business to quote unquote die because I knew that the season would change eventually. There's a lot of trust in letting go in that way. And the thing about winter is that it's not just this season of death and destruction. There's also this fertile energy from it, right? Spring arises in there. The seeds aren't in the ground just like dead. They have a seed of energy in it. Spring comes out of that. Trees come out of that. Life comes out of winter. And so before I kind of bring it all in and share my takeaways, I do want to share one more thing about this journey is that, you know, while I was in this winter season of my business, I had so much time and space to discover who I was away from being an entrepreneur. I learned to crochet, I gardened, I baked bread, I moved into this new home here where I currently live and decorated it to my heart's content. I learned all the words to all of Taylor Swift's songs. I hung out with my niece and we just obsessed about crystal candy and made fun ASMR videos of crystal candy. I read all the ACOTAR books. My husband and I even made a fun Disneyland TikTok account. I was being on social media as a consumer instead of as a business. And I was just, you know, sending all these funny videos and reels to my husband, saving recipes for later. I joined that yoga teacher training program with my husband to enhance my own yoga practice, not even to like be a teacher, not even with the intention to like use it in business. Like it was more for me. And I was able to take off my online business hat and just live. And online business and like personal development. Like I was like, I'm going to scooch that over for now. Like I'm just going to live and I'm just going to enjoy. And in this time, I've gotten so much closer to my husband. We just laugh all the time and do things that fill my heart up that have absolutely nothing to do with like anything anything in the past few years of like business and marketing, whatever. Like we're just enjoying each other outside of that world. And I don't think that these other areas of my life would have had the space to grow as much if I had forced my business to be in a different place, right? Like I was able to be that seed that was growing, that energy that was building its life force, preparing for what was next, yes, but just living. And so from this place, I am here again with you, and I'm really excited to see everything that is going to emerge from this place. And I also want to say, give all y'all a huge thank you for being here throughout this change. And like every time I've like dipped my toe back in, there's been so much love, and I've felt like y'all are still with me. And like that feels absolutely amazing because you have all been in my thoughts, even though I haven't been showing up in the way of having my podcast regular, having a newsletter, like showing up on social media, you know, all the things. I have always been like, my tribe is freaking amazing and they're still there, right? And you guys have showed me that like, yes, you're there and it feels so good and so right to be back here with you again. So that's the story. And I'm so happy that, first of all, thank you for being here, for listening. And I'd love to share with you some takeaways for you to ponder. How does this apply to your own life? How does what I've shared, how can you bring that back and apply it to your own life? What are the lessons? So first takeaway is achieve your dreams. Give yourself that chance to achieve your dreams. Go for them, but also revisit them. Let them evolve. I think so many of us can hang on to a dream after we've outgrown it without knowing it. Number two, trust and listen to the seasons in the different areas of your life. As I just shared, I was simultaneously in this winter season in my business while being in a forever summer around me. Like it was physically feeling like a forever summer, but my business felt like winter, right? And I'm wanting to convey to you the different energies of the different seasons, because even if it's, for example, right now it's spring, even if it's spring out, some areas of your life may be in summer, some may be in winter, some may be in fall. But really what I'm wanting to share with you is the energy of all of the different seasons. And of course, knowing that the seasons will change. So number three is knowing that they will change because it is in nature. It is normal for the seasons to change. And instead of resisting it or trying to be in a forever any season, like it's not normal to just stay stagnant, right? So just understanding that they will change. Number four, know how to fully embrace the unique energy, joys, and gifts that each season brings. Because this is out of everything, all the gifts that living aligned with the seasons has given me is giving myself permission to fully relax into the present moment. It's like this snuggly blanket of 3 months, right? I feel like months go by really quickly, but seasons go by in just the right amount of time. So you get to like open up to a whole season of gifts that have the change. And you get to relax and be exactly where you are and celebrate and embrace that exact place. Also, I forgot my number. Where am I? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, number 5. Intuition and introversion are superpowers. I have always said that. Your intuition, your introversion are superpowers. And aligning your life with the seasons and aligning your life with your monthly cycle is something I talk about in my group coaching program, The Lightworker Boss. I've talked about aligning with the monthly cycle. Bringing that all together is incredibly powerful. I'm going to talk more about that on my upcoming webinar. So if you are interested in learning more and you want to set your intentions for the spring season, come join my free live webinar on April 22nd, which is Earth Day, at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific. If you can't make it, sign up anyways. There's going to be a link with a free replay on there as well. And I'd love to just talk to you about how to apply living seasonally to your life, how to be successful in all the different ways in each season, and to just give yourself permission to thrive and rest and just follow what is coming up for you and let it feel good. I think that my number one takeaway in even sharing all this is just joy, being able to feel a sense of joy and rightness with wherever you are instead of feeling like you have to be somewhere else. Because I definitely understand feeling like, oh, I should be doing X, X, and X. I should be doing this, I should be doing that. Like when you live seasonally, when you live aligned with your monthly cycle, when you understand your own unique superpowers, your own energy, how to manage all of that, it all becomes much more simple. And you do learn how to fill your own cup. And if it is not full, like how it was for me, to understand I can't give from this place, right? So it's gauging that. I call it in the Lightworker Plus program, I believe I call it like your energy jar. It's like a sparkling magical energy jar. Again, I'll share more with y'all about that on the webinar, but I'd sign up. I will drop the link wherever you're listening to this podcast. I'll include it there and come hang out, or at least grab the replay if you can't make it live. All right. So again, thank you so much for being here. I hope that this has served you, and I will be seeing you soon on the next episode of the Love, Light, and Business Podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please head over to iTunes and give me a 5-star rating and a short 1-sentence review on why you love the Love, Light, and Business Podcast. I would greatly appreciate it because it would help me reach more intuitive, introverted, and empath women and lightworker bosses just like you who could use the support on their own business and spiritual journeys. Thank you so much, and love and light.